congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And Lady D's softball's on the air. Greg Paris with Albia sports legend Bill Casebold in the booth tonight, bringing you Lady D's softball, the opening night of 2A conference districts, I guess, not conference. Winning, you go home. Winning, you stay. And losing, you go home, Bill.
That's right.
Make me say it right, buddy. Yeah. Regionals.
And it's 3A.
And it's 3A. Other than that, I had it exactly right.
Yep.
If you're joining us, welcome. We'll get it all ironed out. We're a little flustered. They got started just a little bit early tonight. Lady D's are out in the field right now. We're in the top of the first inning with an out already. Clark, even though we're playing in Osceola tonight, the visiting team. Leadoff hitter Danielle McIntosh took two pitches and popped up to shortstop, leading off the first. Bring second baseman Ashley Gibbs to the plate. Lexi Van Polen on the mound tonight. Tall left-hander for the Lady D's. Gibbs a little squibbler off the right side foul. Brings the count to 2-2 with an out in the top of the first. Bill, a warm one tonight. What's that going to do for good or bad for Lady D's?
Oh, I think it's good. The only thing I worry about is our pitcher and catcher. I think everybody else will be fine.
And Van Polen's 2-2 pitch, a changeup. Gibbs swings through it for the second out. That brings to bat number three hitter for Clark Indians, Sarah Pate. This is going to be an important batter tonight, Bill. Important batter for the D's tonight. Important that we keep the first two batters off base, as we've done tonight when this kid comes up to bat.
Yeah, and I think we'll pitch very carefully around her if we can.
One of the best hitters in South Central Conference, Sarah Pate, wears number 99 on her back. Multi-star athlete. Some of the quickest hands, strongest kids you'll ever see, and we're playing in a little bit of a bandbox tonight. This is a pretty small ballpark.
Yeah. She's a big, strong kid, and I believe she's just a junior, so we're going to see her probably again next year.
2-0 pitch catches the outside corner, 2-1. Pate doesn't offer at it. 200 to straightaway, only 180 down the lines here in Osceola. 2-1 pitch, stays outside. Walk here, not the worst thing in the world. You just don't want to let her get her arms extended and give them an early 1-0 lead. And it is ball four away.
Yep. I think that's clearly the plan tonight. We're not going to let her beat us.
Third matchup of the year between the Albia Lady D's and the Clark Indians, Lady Indians. They just matched up last week in a game that Clark pretty much handed it to Albia. And Coach Chance not wanting to show too much in that game. His first pitch to Libby Bemis stays high. Not wanting to show too much in that one. And not that you ever want to lose, but you certainly weren't going to throw your number one and let him see her again 4 days later. So hopefully this one takes on a lot more of the look of the first game this year when the D's had a 2-0 lead into the sixth inning over here in Osceola. Fielding let them down a little bit, wound up losing 3-2, but a real good ball game. Bemis waves at a changeup, brings the count to 1-2 with two outs in the first. We have no score if you're just joining us. Bill Casebold, Sarah, the intern's around somewhere. I think she went to the concession stand thinking we were a 7 o'clock start.
Yep.
Bemis fouls one straight back.
She said something about a hot dog or something.
Hot dog and got the grill going on there, and the beautiful thing about 97 degrees tonight, you don't have to even start the grill. You just open the lid, and it goes by itself. Warm, warm night. It'll be important that Lexi has some short innings. Changeup stays high, evens the count at 2-2 to Bemis. Libby Bemis, the pitcher for Clark Indians. Another changeup, pulled foul. Count stays at 2-2. Going to see a lot of changeups against this offense tonight, and it is a vaunted offense. There's a lot of kids in there at over 300, a couple of 400 averages tonight, Bill.
They're very aggressive at the plate, and yeah, you're right. You're going to see multiple changeups per at bat, probably.
And Van Polen's 2-2 pitch is a fastball in the outside corner, catches the outside corner. Strike three will end the top of the first. We're going to stay with you here. We'll get you caught up on lineup, set the scene for tonight. at the end of a half an inning. Clark 0 and Albia Lady D's coming to bat. Bill, we talked a little bit about the heat tonight, and you're going to have some quick innings, just as Lexi did there in the first. Talked about the fact these two teams are no strangers to each other. They've played each other before this year. What's it boil down to for Lady D's tonight to be able to advance in regional play?
Well, you've heard us say it more than once. When you catch it, we're pretty good. You know, Lexi's going to pitch to contact. She's not going to get a ton of strikeouts, so we're going to have to play great defense behind her. And we're going to have to jump on this kid early in the count. She's a great pitcher. She throws a great rise ball. So I think the key tonight is getting aggressive early in the count.
Bill referred to Libby Bemis, the pitcher for the Clark Lady Indians. 90 innings pitched on the year, only 68 hits and only 10 walks, so she doesn't allow a lot of base runners. She's got 11-2 record and a 1.48 ERA. Outstanding. Just 10 walks, 109 strikeouts to go with those. So pretty formidable pitcher that Lady D's find themselves up against tonight as Tara Selvey steps in the box. It'll be Selvey, Weldon, and Baker, followed by Van Polen, Riley, and Casebolt. Adler, Paris, and Cheyenne Putoff round out the nine hitters tonight for Lady D's. And just as Bill says, we're going to be aggressive early, too. You don't want to fall behind in the count against this kid. Tara Selvey swings at the first pitch and fouls it straight back.
That's probably the first time she swung at the first pitch all year.
Not by accident. I'm sure Coach talked about that tonight. If you get 0-2, and if you remember on the game over here, a lot of kids with two strikes got caught up on that inside corner. She wore the inside corner out with a pretty big strike zone last time. Selvey takes the pitch inside. Nice crowd out tonight, out for regional play. And Selvey takes a pitch high. She finds herself ahead in the count, 2-1, leading off the bottom of the first for the Lady D's. If you're just joining us, the D's won the coin flip and took home. Selvey swings at a 2-1 pitch, lifts a lazy fly ball out in the center field. Center fielder comes on, makes a catch. That's Kimber Gibbs out in center field. Came in about five steps from her medium depth that she started out at, and there's one away in the Lady D's first.
Now by number 32, Sydney Weldon.
Sydney Weldon, the batter for the Lady D's. Sid's first pitch swinging, and she fouls it straight back into the fence. If you arrived late tonight, you might have missed a pitch or two. Didn't miss any scoring. Weldon swings at a changeup and a little grounder over to second baseman who turns and throws to first base for the second out in the bottom of the first. That'll bring Kelly Baker to bat. Jason Summers unable to be with you tonight. He's still hanging cabinets, whatever that means. Could be code, and it could be code for hanging cabinets. Kelly Baker steps in, number 13 on her back. Tall right-handed batter. Takes pitch high. And the 1-0 pitch to Baker catches the outside corner to even it at 1-1. Fake swings at a pitch up out of the strike zone. Brings the count to 1-2. Bemis feature. Nice rise ball. Got good control. And an off-speed pitch. And Baker swings at that rise ball again. Strikes out. Lady D's don't do anything in the bottom of the first after an inning. And Osceola, 0-0. We'll be right back with you. Don't go anywhere.
The last seed's in the ground.
Check.
Planter inspected and ready for next year.
Check. Well, Barker Implement will check.
And the tractor that pulls it. This is Sue for Barker Implement. You're going to hear my voice from now on, and you'll like what I have to say if you like saving time and money. Bring in your planter for a John Deere inspection and receive a tractor inspection free.
But the free tractor inspection will only be offered for a limited time.
Learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Hey, I'm Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, Greg Paris coming to you from Osceola tonight, where we bring you the first round of regional matchups. Lady D's softball team taking on the Clark Osceola Indians. No score at the end of one. Osceola comes to bat in the top of the second inning. Devin Carson, the first baseman, to lead off for them. If you're listening to us out there, let us know. We'll give you a little plug on 641-799-3335. We'll give you that number a couple of times tonight. Love to give you a shout out. It's always nice to know if anybody's listening, Bill.
Yep.
I give you that number again, 641-799-3335. Just send us 3335. Send us a text. We'll get your name on the air. Let people know you're listening. And Carson lines the 2-1 pitch into left field. Clean base hit. That's the first hit of the ball game for either side. Brings to bat number 22, right fielder Carly Robbins. Even though this is a very aggressive and vaunted offense, powerful offense, if you will, Bill, you think you'd see bunt here.
Yeah, and this coach is very fundamentally sound, so I expect it.
First pitch from Van Polen, no bunt sign, just the streak continues.
Yeah.
Bill and I have been exactly wrong on every strategic decision all year long.
Yep.
And no sign of a bunt on the 1-0, and it stays high.
And on the other hand, I can see where they don't bunt because they're average. I think they're averaging about 350 as a team.
Van Polen's 2-0 pitch catches a corner for strike one. Talked a little bit about Lexi, Bill. It's really important that we have some short innings so she's not out there any longer than you have to be in that 97-degree heat. You figure it's pretty much Lexi against the world tonight.
Yeah, and she's had a couple instances where she's overheated, so it's extremely important to get her some short innings.
2-1 pitch sails high. Important pitch here for Lexi in the second inning. It's a little foul ball off to the right side. Robbins well laid on that one, fouled it through the first base coach's box, and the count's full. Carson, the runner at first with nobody out, full count to Carly Robbins. Here's Van Polen's pitch. Fouled back, and we'll do it again. One more time if you're listening to us, 641-799-3335, a number. Shoot us a text. We'll get your name on the air. And a 3-2 pitch again is a changeup. Pulls a ground ball to Selby. Selby gloves it, goes to second to Riley for the force play. No return throw to first. That was a lazy ground ball. But a nice play by Selby to get the force at second. We've got an out in the top of the second. Brings the bat the catcher, number 67, Cassidy Spurgeon. And Van Polen's ahead in the count, 0-1. You can hear Coach Mitch Chance in the background telling everybody, be ready. Bill's talked numerous times about we're pretty good when we catch it. We can't afford to give this team with their offense 4 or 5 outs in an inning. Coach telling them down in it, your gloves out, gloves open, expect the ball to be hit to you. The 0-1 pitch is fouled back. Van Polen ahead in the count. When you've got an aggressive offense and a good hitting offense, you can't just throw the same speed all the time. That's one thing Lexi has going for her. Outstanding changeup. Nice drop ball in that fastball. The 2-strike pitch is pulled fair down the line. That hits Casebolt's glove and bounces away. And we'll have runners at first and second with an out. Was a changeup, and she opened up early on it, hit it right down the line. Alex was playing shallow, reached over, and glove just ball just tripped off the glove.
Now we get into the part of the lineup where maybe you expect some bunting and slapping.
Left fielder Kenzie Otto, number 5, stepping in. That's a little left-hander, likes to slap hit. The infield comes in accordingly, outfield very shallow. Infield playing about half depth. First pitch is right down the middle. And on that pitch, runner at second took off for third and beat Tara Selby over to third base for a stolen base. Deneen didn't throw it, and the runner from first trailed into second.
It's a great decision by Emma not to throw that there.
Could have thrown that one away. Got to be careful tonight. Going to be playing the infield in anyway. Otto turns, tries to bunt, and bunts it foul, so she finds herself in a hole 0-2. The infield in even more shallow than they were expecting the slap hit. Looking for the bunt, but going to play in, try to cut that runner down, or at least prevent him from scoring.
Yep, we got to get this out here just so we can get the plate at first on the next at bat.
And she does. Van Poland, 0-2 pitch, catches an outside corner for strike three. It's the second, third strike out of the night for Lexi, the second one looking. That's a big out. Brings to bat another left-hander, number 25, the third baseman, Kennedy Kreese. Also a slap hitter, runs up in the box and takes the pitch high. Can't let up here. Runners second and third. Big point in this game, even though we're early. Kreese takes the next pitch down low. Warm one tonight in Osceola. As we open up regional play. And that time, Kreese takes pitch on the outside corner for the first strike. Lady D's come in 18-16 on the year. Finish fourth in the South Central Conference. Find themselves against the South Central Conference champions. Kreese turns and puts a bunt down, and it rolls foul. Evens the count at 2-2. Osceola coming on with that fine team, 26-5 on the year. Winners of the South Central Conference.
I want to say they've won around 20 in a row here to end the season, I think, something like that.
Started out with a tough schedule and finished very, very strong. Change up from Van Polen just misses high. Kreese ran up on that one, still going to slap with two strikes and pulled the bat back at the last second. And that pitch just missed. Full count pitch to Kreese. And a grounder to Anna Riley. Catches it, flips quickly to Baker for the out. Lady D's get out of it with no trouble. Two hits in the inning, but the Indians leave two at the end of an inning and a half. It's no score. We'll be right back with you.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Elvia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back with you from Osceola tonight as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Lexi Van Polen in the box for the Lady D's. Finds herself ahead in the count, 2-1. Quick moving ball game, no score yet. Leading off the second inning. Change up from Bemis. Drops in front of the second baseman.
Oh.
Picks it up and throws it first. From the box, I'm thinking she beats it, but the ump rings her up. Rings her up for the first out of the inning. Thought Lexi's foot hit that bag before she caught it, but my eyes are old and not so good anymore.
Might be a little biased, but looked like she was in there to me.
Thought she'd be a little flare out to the second baseman. Second baseman picked it up. Still able to throw her out.
That's right.
Anna Riley steps in with an out.
It never stopped saying, oh, did it?
got some listeners out there tonight listening to us. Anna Romanco, Brooke Roush, Brenna Stevens, and Marissa Hugan out there. Marissa, tell your mom I said happy birthday. Thanks for the text. Always good to know we've got good listeners out there on KIIC. Happy to bring you the ball game tonight. Change up from Bemis, and Riley pulls it hard. Foul. And she's in a hole, 1-2. Bill, we talked just a little bit as we were leaving the break for the break there about the longer you go in this game and the more you hang around, the tighter Clark probably gets, the more you wonder and what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think all the pressure in the world's on Clark here. Albia's coming in. Free spirit, nothing to lose here. I mean, and Clark's expected in, so they get down here. I'd really like to see us jump all over them.
Yeah, we talked about the game last week. The Lady D's lost it big, something like 14-0. But if there's any silver lining in that, it's maybe you get a little overconfident if you're Clark of Osceola. But you got Libby Bemis on the mound, and she fires a fastball past Anna Riley for strike three. Riley goes swinging. There's two outs in the second.
See, people on Facebook are listening too. My cousin in Indiana's listening, Darren Wallace.
The power of Facebook. Alex Casebolt steps in. First pitch swinging, a little pop-up first baseman. She's underneath it, and she grabs it for the third out of the inning. We've completed two in Osceola tonight. There's no score. We'll be right back with you. Don't go away.
Put the Case IH legacy of power and efficiency to work in your hayfields and feedlot. Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 Oskaloosa has tough Case IH Farmall tractors that can handle a variety of chores fast. With their expert blend of engine and hydraulic power, Farmall tractors easily tackle loading and material handling chores, as well as mowing and baling. Models range from 65 to 90 horsepower, so you're sure to find one that's perfectly powered for the jobs you do. Check them out at Titan Machinery today. Be ready with Case IH.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Hey, Bill Casebolt. Sarah, the intern, has joined us here in the booth. Greg Paris from Osceola tonight. No score, going to the third inning. Pretty nice digs up here, Bill. Plenty of room, little breeze going through the booth, and got to be well behaved up here because the PA announcer for Osceola is the biggest, baddest looking dude I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
Don't make him mad.
Also, bouncer at the local bar, I see, by the looks of the tattoos.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
No. And Ben Poland starts the third inning with number 9 hitter in the Clark lineup. Center fielder Kimber Gibbs steps in. First two pitches miss to Gibbs. Right-handed batter, long ponytail coming out of the helmet. And the third pitch stays high. You don't need the leadoff walk with the top of that order coming. Lexi's done a nice job of their control this year. 3-0 swinging from the number 9 hitter in a 0-0 regional game.
To lead off the inning.
To lead off the inning, fouled away. Some things you just sort of scratch your head and say, huh.
Well, it makes you wonder if they've been doing it all year.
I suppose. Yeah. And coach doesn't really look upset in that third base batter's box, so you have to figure that's their game. They're not going to change it now. They're going to be aggressive. And we answer that with a changeup. Selvey over to pick up a little ground ball. Fires on to first base. Nice play to get the out. That ball not hit very hard. Hard enough to get by Casebolt at third base, but Selvey charged it nicely, picked it up, and a good strong throw to Baker for the first out in the inning.
Number 3, Ashley Gibbs.
Brings us back around to the...
Like Lex got a little extra pop on her ball tonight. She might have a little adrenaline going there tonight.
Got ahead of myself. That was Danielle McIntosh. Sorry. Kimber Gibbs is the flex player. She's not batting in the lineup. I had her written down. That was McIntosh who grounded out Selvey to Baker for the first out in the inning. This is number 2 hitter, second baseman Sarah Pate. Maybe explains a little more of that swing on 3-0.
Yep. You're allowed one mistake a game. It's not a big deal.
That's my 7th, so...
You're probably going to be fired after this next one or two, three more games coming up.
Yep. If there's any applications that come in at the radio station to do this, they'll probably give me a quick hook. Pay is moderate. You get to pay $5 to do it each night. Mm-hmm. And Van Polen throws an 0-1 pitch past Gibbs. Jump ahead 0-2. If you start looking change up, yep. Lexi's just fast enough to be able to sneak a fastball past you.
Exactly. She's moving the ball around, up and down, in and out. She really has them on, you know, on their heels right now.
0-2 pitch just misses outside. Seen that a couple times this year where Lexi struggles just a little bit to get going, and once she finds her rhythm, she's tough. Gibbs lines a 1-2 pitch into left field for a base hit. Cheyenne put off over to get it and fires it back in to hold Gibbs at first base. But that brings Sarah Pate to the plate. Sarah Pate, the big hitter in the Osceola lineup, drew a walk the first time. First base occupied this time. We'll see what Coach Chance has got in mind. Not going to groove it, I will guarantee you that. Even to put somebody in scoring position, you have to think he's going to let somebody else beat him.
Yeah, well, we'd like to see her get herself out here. Let's see how aggressive she wants to be.
Van Pullen's first pitch misses. The second pitch is a changeup, and Pate takes it to right center. It hits the fence. The runner's going to turn third and come on in. The throw to the plate's just late, and Sarah Pate's just doubled in the first run of the game. Osceola strikes first. Got a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first, or the top of the first with an out. We talk about Lexi's changeup sometimes. I mean Clark. Clark, Osceola. Zach back in the control room, correcting the master. And the cleanup hitter, the pitcher Libby Bemis, steps in, takes the first pitch of ball. Change-ups keep you off balance, but when you leave one high, they're not that hard to hit, Bill.
Especially against a good hitter like that.
Good athlete, too. Not just a big kid. She's built well, but she's a good athlete. Gibbs came all the way around, scored first run of the game. And Bemis lines a ball into right field. Paris fields it on a hop and fires it back in. It'll hold Pate at third. But Clark threatening again. Runners at first and third, here in the third. And with that, Coach Chance going to call timeout. Going to talk about a couple things here, I would guess. Going to just try to settle everybody down before something gets out of hand. And two, going to talk about what if that runner takes off, what are we going to do?
A lot of times this year we have thrown down to get her. I think in this situation he's probably just going to let her go.
Yeah, if it holds true, that means we'll be throwing.
Yep, and that's fine as long as we get her out. I'll be wrong all night as long as it works.
And then one reason you might go ahead and throw down, maybe they're not expecting it, I don't know, but Sarah Pate, for all her athleticism, not the fastest runner in the world at third base. So
yeah.
You got a variety of things you can do here in high school softball. You can throw down, try to get the runner if she steals. You can fake it. You can throw quickly back to the pitcher or the shortstop or the third baseman for that matter. See what Coach Chance has got in mind here. Devin Carson, first baseman, steps in. She had a base hit, the first base hit of the game. And the runner does take off on the first pitch. The throw does go down. Selvey picks it up and tags the runner, and there's no advancement by the runner at third base. So the best you could hope for right there. That runner took off. Wasn't motoring really quick. Selvey caught it, had time to look at the runner at third, planted the tag on the base runner, and we've got two outs.
I think it took them by surprise, actually. I don't think the girl going to second wasn't expecting it, and then Pate at third definitely wasn't expecting it because she just stood right on the base.
Pate holds on at third base. Take a base hit or a wild pitch or an error to score her now. That pitch just misses. It's a ball and two strikes on Devin Carson, first baseman for Clark Lady Indians. And she's swinging high fly ball into right field. Paris is there and underneath it, and she makes the catch. So we minimize the damage in the inning. There were a couple of hits. There were three hits, but Clark's only able to score one run at the end of two and a half. It's Clark 1, Lady D's 0.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, They can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
Thunder Country Weather.
Here's your overnight weather forecast brought to you by Johnson Insurance Services, where they shop and you save. Mostly clear tonight, 79 will be your low, and for Independence Day, sunny and hot, 101 degrees for a high, heat index value of 108. Overnight Wednesday, 76 will be the low. Thursday, mostly sunny and hot with a high around 102, heat index value of 108. Friday, sunny, hot, 100 degrees for a high.
KIIC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
And back with you from Osceola, Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, Greg Paris, and a really big guy in the booth with us, bringing the Lady D's softball tonight. Parks had runners all over the place tonight, been able to score one run on four hits. D's still looking for their first base runner of the night. As we go to the bottom of the third inning, McKenna Adler leading off. McKenna stepping in the box. She's got a 2-1 count in her favor. Demas looks in. McKenna's swung a nice bat lately, getting rewarded with some varsity time. Change it from Demas and a swing and a miss from Adler. Evens the count at 2-2. Lexa Paris on deck. Cheyenne Putoff will follow. Clark outfield straight away. Fairly shallow in center. And Adler chases the high heat. Can't catch up with it. And she strikes out for the first out in the third. It's a third strikeout for Bemis tonight. Brings to bat Alexa Paris. Alexa been swinging a good bat, maybe the hottest hitter of the Lady D's over the course of the last week. Right-handed hitter, number 33. Fine right fielder for the D's, steps in. Checks her swing, and the ball fouled away. Couldn't hold up on an inside pitch. Trying to be aggressive, but you got to swing at strikes. D.D. Chance, a text tonight, listening to us back in Albia. Had some kiddo practice, couldn't make it over to Osceola tonight. And Paris takes a pitch called a strike on the inside of the corner and comes away shaking her head a little bit. She finds herself in that 0-2 count. And she swings at high heat and can't catch up to it. Bill, that's what happens. That's why we talk about got to lay off that high heat. But if you find yourself in an 0-2 hole, it's hard to do, isn't it?
It's easier said than done, for sure, because that rise ball looks so good coming in. And by the time it gets to you, it's just too late.
Cheyenne Putoff, freshman left fielder, number 8, stepping in now. Looking for that first Albie Lady D's hit. She takes a change up and pulls it to the third baseman. A little one-hopper fields it and goes to first for the out. That's 3 outs in the Lady D's third. We're going quietly. Come back with us where it's Clark 1, Albie 0 at the end of 3.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Stay in the shade this summer with savings from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, open 7 days a week on North Clinton in Albia. The savings are cool on Budweiser products. 18 packs are $11.99. 24 packs are $15.99. Bush and Bush Light 24 packs, $13.89. Those cool canned products require deposit. There's a truckload sale on Powerade. 15 count cases, 32 ounce bottles are $5.99 while supplies last.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back with you tonight. Heading to the fourth inning, quick moving ball game. Regional play tonight. Winner advances, loser goes home. Clark Lady Indians hold a 1-0 lead as we go into the fourth inning. Middle of their order, Devin Carson, the first baseman, stepping in. Swings at some high heat from Lexi Van Polen. 1-1 count. Bill, the texts and the faxes just keep rolling in.
There is somebody listening.
Yeah, there are people out there. Macy and Jen Romanco listening to us. A little ground ball to Selby. Selby picks it up, fires to Baker for the first out of the inning. That glove at shortstop's about as sure-handed as it comes, Bill.
Yeah. When you get a good field like this, this field looks awesome out there. It looks like just look professional. And if you get a good field, she's going to be dead on every time.
Now by number 67, Cassidy Spurgeon.
Spurgeon, the batter, lifts a fly ball on the first pitch out to Weldon. For the second out of the inning.
Have the play for Clark, number 5, Kinsey Otto.
Kinsey Otto, left fielder. She's first pitch swinging. Number 5 hustling down the line, but Casebolt picks it up, throws to first, and then just what the doctor ordered, a nice quick inning for Lexi Van Polen. Let's come back in the bottom of the fourth and see if the D's can't do something with the top of their order. We'll be right back with you on KIIC.
Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less, you deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination. Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, AutoPAP, and BiPAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Hey, we're back in the fourth inning. Regional play, Lady D's and the Clark Lady Indians, live from Osceola. Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, Greg Paris with you tonight. Listeners all over the place got a text from Kane family. They're loyal listeners, Heather, Jay, and Emily, driving back from Adventureland. Called it quits just a little bit early today. It was a hot one out there.
Wow, that's a warm day to go to Adventureland.
Selby, the leadoff hitter for the D's, lifts a foul pop-up. First baseman's over, and she gloves it. This is big inning for the D's, Bill. Not just because we're down 1-0, but the second time through the lineup, you aren't going to get many chances the way it's looking.
Yeah, anytime you can start the inning with your top of the order, it's a must-score inning.
Unfortunately, Selby starts it with a foul out to begin, and Sid Weldon steps in. Sid grounded out second to first last time. Looking to bunt, trying to find a way to get on. She fouls it back.
This pitcher talking about her throwing these rise balls. You know, all year, the majority of the year, you're looking, most all the pitchers are throwing low and away, outside, low and away. This pitcher's throwing up and in. It's a little different.
We've seen maybe 3 or 4 pitches all year that have got that rise ball. And as we say it, Weldon swings through another rise ball. She finds herself in an 0-2 hole. Every time we've seen that rise ball, we've struggled with it for that very reason. You just don't see it very much. It looks big coming in. It looks like it's waist high, and it finishes around your shoulders.
Yeah, you really can't practice it either. You know, you just got to let it go, or you're in trouble.
Weldon looking for the 0-2 pitch. It stays outside. Important that we grind out some at-bats here. Even if you do find yourself in that 0-2 hole, you got to find a way to get on, make something happen.
Yeah, if you ask Sydney, that's her favorite pitch, too, that high ball.
Dang. Weldon takes a 1-2 pitch down the left field line. That's a D's first base hit. Weldon turns the corner. She's going to hustle for two, and she's safe. Nice job by Sydney Weldon not to take anything for granted. Inside out of that ball down the left field line, Bill, and she turned first and put her head down and went for two right away.
Never stopped. Just kept going.
That'll be a double for Weldon, and the Lady D's are cooking here in the fourth. Kelly Baker stepping in. Baker, a victim of that high heat last time. She struck out swinging. Looking to do some damage now. She's first pitch swinging, and she fouls it straight back.
And a great cut there. One thing about that high ball, if she doesn't get it up high enough, that ball will go a long ways.
Yeah, and Bake's got plenty of power. She can hit it out of any field. And as we've talked before, this field only 200 in center and 180 down the lines is very susceptible to the home run ball. Fake swing and at another piece of high heat. She does catch up to it, but fouls it straight back off the concession stand. Large crowd here gathered around home plate, down each line, out in the outfield. One of the biggest Iowa State fans in the States here tonight.
Yep, big fan.
Mm-hmm. Fake with an 0-2 count. Boy, looking high heat, I suppose, and catches something on the inside corner for strike three. Looking. It'll be up to Lexi Van Polen if the D's are going to break through here in the fourth. Weldon's still at second base.
How about number two, Lexi Van Polen?
That's Bemis' fifth strikeout of the night. She can deal it. Rise ball stays high, and Van Polen stays off of it.
Not just overpowering speed-wise. It's just that that ball is so hard to lay off of.
Smart pitcher, too. She knows we've been first pitch swinging. What she do with Van Polen in an RBI situation? Starts her with a rise ball to see if she's going to chase it. That time, pitch catches the outside corner. Van Polen does an offer at it. 1-1 count with two outs in the fourth. D's with a chance to score. Weldon with good speed at second base following her double. 1-1 pitch. Van Polen takes it outside. Outfield plays very shallow. An ability to go back on the ball, I suppose. Changeup stays low and it's 3-1. For the first time tonight, we find our advantage deep in the count. See if Van Polen can turn on something here.
Looking for something good here to drive.
Anna Riley standing on deck, hoping to get a chance this inning. The 3-1 is a fastball right down the middle and fouled straight back.
She was right on it, just missed it.
When you foul it straight back, you know you're right on it. You got the speed time, you just missed it. It's just underneath that one. See if we can make an adjustment here. See what Bemis has got in mind. Will she go back to that rise ball? Stays low, and the ball's outside. Van Polen draws a walk. And with two outs, the D's have got themselves runners at first and second. Tegan Bossard going to courtesy run for Lexi Van Polen. You can do that in softball every time your pitcher or your catcher gets on base. Tegan with good speed, probably our best base runner off the bench.
Definitely got some speed on here. Just take something, the gapper's going to score too. And if we can just stay off of that, right? I know it's easier said than done, but if we can just stay off that and get in some hitter's counts, I think we can get to this girl.
That's Anna Riley's task to do. Anna, first pitch swing and a little liner to shortstop, and she gloves it for the third out of the inning. Little line drive. The D's threaten but do not score. After four innings of play, it's Clark 1, Lady D's 0. We'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And back with you as we go to the fifth inning. And leadoff batter for Clark, Kennedy Kreese, puts down a bunt. And Alex Case pulled a fine job to come in, charge that, and a strong throw to first base to get that first runner. First out of the inning brings the top of the order back around, Danielle McIntosh. McIntosh looking for her first hit of the night, leadoff hitter for Osceola. Long line drive to Paris out in right field. line drive right at her. She came in, went back, stuck the arms up, and that was, she used every inch of that 5 foot, 4 inch frame to haul that one in.
That was a hard ball right at her, slicing at the end. That's not an easy catch.
If you're an outfielder, they tell you the toughest play to make is that line drive hit right at you, because you can't tell how hard it is. You got to freeze for a second. Nice play by Allie out in right field. She's done a nice job this year with her defense. Big place in this game. We've said that a couple of times already, but with Sarah Payton, that on-deck circle, second baseman Ashley Gibbs steps in. She's got a hit on the night. She lines a one-hopper. Nice play by Riley going to her left. And for the second straight inning, it's a 1-2-3 inning. Coach Chance comes out pumping fists. Let's see what the D's can do. We need a run to tie it in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be right back with you.
There are three things you should know about digital mammography. It's better, it's faster, and it's here in Albia. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics introduces digital mammography. Your doctor gets clearer images. You get faster results that could save your life. Ask your doctor for digital mammography at Monroe County Hospital or call 641-932-1721. For digital mammography, visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. A healing touch you know and trust.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And back with you from Osceola tonight. Regional softball action. We got a good one. Clark with a 1-0 lead over the Lady D's. We're home on the lineup card tonight. We always flip when we go to regionals. And Lady D's got to get something going here. Can't wait too long. Bottom of our order stepping in. Case Bold, Adler, and Paris. Case Bolt takes the first two pitches for a ball. It's followed by a fastball right down the middle. Alex taking is a good leadoff hitter, Will. Alex popped out to the first baseman last time up. Takes a pitch apparently on the inside corner. She backs away and pitcher gets the call. Evens the count at 2-2. Lou's done a pretty nice job tonight. Anytime you see kids backing away, it could be because they're also standing on top of the plate. But and a little pop-up, third baseman comes over, and she gathers it in for the first out of the evening. And McKenna Adler will step in and see if she can't do something, get something started for the D's. D's have got just one hit on the night, two runners. Lexi Van Polen, the other one with a walk.
Number nine, McKenna Adler.
Adler struck out last time. Takes first pitch inside, and that one is called a ball.
Ken hasn't had that many at-bats this year, but she is well capable of hitting it over that center fielder. She's playing a little shallow.
She's got a little pop to right center, too. We've seen that many times. She's kind of a – she's been a triples machine sometimes. I'd sure take one right here. Fastball down the middle for a strike one. It's 1-1 on Adler. He's a little more patient this inning. Trying to find that base runner. Adler, a swing and a pop-up. Catcher can't find it. Catcher can't find it. The ball lands about 2 feet out in front of the plate. Catcher comes out, dives at it. Looked for all the world like the ball tipped off her glove, and then it went foul, and the ump called it foul. The ump not only called it foul, but caught it foul. Yeah.
Very reminiscent of the ball that went the other way against that first game here we played.
Boy, you'll never know, but that sure looked like that tipped off the end of that catcher's mitt as she took a dive at it.
I sure sound like I heard it tip something.
Like the ump got surprised. They had backspin on it. Bounced back over the home plate. And he caught it. And we talked about the high heat. Adler goes down swinging at high heat. With it's in the fifth, Alexa Paris steps in. Alexa also a strikeout victim in the third. 1-0 Clark Lady Indians here in the bottom of the fifth. Number 33 stands in. She's swinging. A little dribbler down the third baseline. Third baseman picks it up, throws a one-hopper to first baseman. The first baseman picks it nicely, and Paris is out for the third out in the inning. Just like that, 1-2-3, the D's go down in the fifth. We'll bring you the sixth inning right after this.
When you hot, you hot. Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not,
you're not. This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And Bill Casebolt's there, the intern. This is Greg Paris with you live from Osceola. Regional play, and we're in the sixth inning already. Quick moving ball game. There's been very, very few runners tonight. And we find ourselves in a really important inning here in the sixth. Sarah Pate steps in, the big bat, and Clark's lineup. Pate drove in the only run of the game tonight with a double to right center, and she's ahead 2-0 in the count as the D's pitch to her very carefully. A little change up, catches the inside corner, and it's 2-1. Harry Carey used to say, there's danger here, Sherry. That strike catch, get a little selfish. You want another one, but that pitch is wide. You'll probably see ball four here unless Pate wants to offer something out of the zone. We're going to come back inside. Oh. Ball's in the for ball four.
Yeah, I think that strike was a mistake, actually. Yeah.
So you made a runner on with nobody out, but that kid's got a chance to make it 2-0 with a one swing. Going to get a courtesy runner here. Special runner number six. Give you her name, but I don't know it. Look to the big guy, Kimber Gibbs. It's a flex player.
Here we go, Lib! Come on, Lib!
Very intimidating PA announcer in the booth. Helps me out and gives me kind of a dirty look. Feeling a little threatened. A lot of announcers getting bullied these days. It's a big issue in our schools and in press boxes across America. And number eight, Libby. Bemis steps in, pitcher on the night. Bemis has got a base hit to go with a caught looking. She's one for two. Takes the first pitch of ball. Little breeze tonight, even though it's 95, 96 degrees. Little breeze makes it tolerable. Ball two's outside. Janine snaps the throw down to first base. Baker puts a tag on Gibbs, but she scampers back in safely. Runner first, nobody out. 2-0 count on the cleanup hitter for Clark. Here's Van Polen's pitch, and it's ball three. As good a hitter as this kid is, Bill, the last base on balls was not a mistake. One to this kid would be a mistake.
Yeah, those walks seem to come around to score, it seems like.
And a 3-0 changeup.
Wow.
Yeah, we had the pleasure of having Lexi in spring ball, fall ball, and one of the things we constantly admired was her ability to throw the changeup any count. She throws a 3-0 changeup for three, strike one. But then another changeup stays in the dirt, and that's ball four. Got work to do here. Clark already holding a 1-0 lead in the top of the sixth inning. Can't afford to give him any more. D's with just one hit, two base runners tonight. Can't figure they're going to score a bunch. If you can get out of this cheap, you roll back around with your number nine hitter in the top of the order for the D's next inning. Devin Carson steps in. Carson had a base hit her first time up. Was caught looking last time. She's swinging on a 0-1 count, and that falls just foul. Little dribbler up the first baseline. And she'll come all the way back to the box and find herself with an 0-2 hole. Gibbs the runner at second. Bemis at first. Osceola threatening here in the sixth to build on their 1-0 lead. Carson fouls that one to the right, and that one's off the concession stand, where Bill tells me they have very good hot dogs, very good hamburgers, and giant pickles.
And I think they have onions at this concession stand, as you'd always like to know.
Outstanding. I think they give you a plug, and maybe they'd bring something to the booth. We'll see how that works out. Oh, that pitch just dances off the outside corner. A little twitch from the home plate ump, and no call. Would have been a big, big strikeout. There's no outs here in the sixth. Number five hitter. Change up from Van Polen, and Carson goes down swinging.
Just to let Coach Chance say, that was dirty.
That was a dirty changeup right there. Dirty means good. With an out and runners at first and second, brings the right fielder Carly Robbins to the plate. Robbins is 0-for-2 on the night. She's visited second base, shortstop, a couple of times, and Selvey's eating her up. A little force out at second and short to first the second time. A fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Evens the count at 1-1. There's no easy part of this lineup, but once you get past Pate, it feels a little easier.
Definitely.
God, D's got a chance to get out of here. Can't afford to give up another base hit. Wow, a little changeup floats in. Looks all the world like that sits on the outside corner, and there's no call. Wow.
One of the smaller strike zones we've seen so far this year.
It is a small strike zone.
I suppose you get into district's play here. I guess you get some umpires that have a good reputation of being good umpires. You'd rather see that than the umpire that's giving him 6 inches on both sides of the plate.
I think you make a really, really good point. There's a pitch fouled away, and we've got a full count on Robbins. You know, you get so used to seeing the umps with an extra 6 inches during the year that when you see one here that maybe it's a little tight, but maybe he's just absolutely perfect, it feels small, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
He's been consistent, though. We'll give him that, and that's what you really ask for first. Full count pitch. Robbins fouls it straight back on a fastball.
You really need that good strike zone with this umpire here because she's throwing all those balls high. You don't. It's hard enough to lay off those,
yep.
And if they're giving her inside and outside pitches, it makes it about impossible.
Yep. And a little change up for strike three, swinging to Robbins for the second out. That's a big out in this inning.
Let's the defense loosen up here a little bit. We got runners on first and second. Now we can just step on an easy base.
Lexi with 6 strikeouts on the night. Not really a strikeout pitcher, but against a good hitting lineup, you love those strikeouts in key spots. Number 67, the catcher, Cassidy Spurgeon, stepping in, takes a swing at the first pitch, and she fouls it. Just off to the right, and Van Polen's ahead in the count. Lady D's outfield's playing medium deep, a little deeper in left field.
This girl's got a little pop. I think she's one of the girls that hit a home run against us there in that last game in Albia. Straightaway center, straight over Sydney's head.
I believe you're right. 1-1 pitch, and Spurgeon takes it high. Steps in, looks aggressive. Quick swings, steps in, hands moving. Little fly ball, Weldon coming in. Underneath it, should make the catch. And she does, and the D's dance out of danger. First two girls reach and can't go any further. Let's see if the D's can do something with the top of the order coming as we head to the bottom of the sixth. 1-0, Clark.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Get grilling with savings from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week. Save on 80% lean ground chuck hamburger patties, just $2.99 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice whole boneless pork loins, $2.69 per pound. Don't forget Charlie's fresh brats and Hormel baby back ribs, just $3.99 per pound. How about a family pack of fully cooked buffalo chicken wings? 3-pound bags are $11.99.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And back with you as Cheyenne Putoff steps in to start the bottom of the sixth inning. D's looking to find a way to scratch out a run to tie this thing up. Top of the order waits on deck. Would love to see Putoff get on. Fine left fielder. Good looking ball player. Freshman for the Lady D's. With a 1-1 count. Changeup, and she lines it into left field for the D's. Second hit of the night. Nice job by Putoff to keep the hands back. Turned it and lined it on a hop past the third baseman. That's just the D's second hit and third runner of the night. Bemis has thrown a good one.
Having a talk here with Tara. I don't know if it's more to tell what's going on or decide what he wants to do. You know, do you bunt or do you let the great hitter hit?
I don't think I've seen Tara bunt all year. I know she doesn't really care for bunting, although she certainly can do it.
Early in her career, she did a lot of it, so yep. We definitely know what she can do.
Yep. Coach Chance and Tara's little conference breaks up, and Selby digs into the plate. See what we got in mind. We do turn to bunt. A high fastball, and apparently she offered at it. I thought she pulled back. The ump says no. Says she committed, and we got an 0-1 count. Selby swings it, the 0-1 count, and fouls it straight back.
Tara's definitely a clutch hitter, a senior here. She would like nothing more than to come through here with a big hit.
One way or the other, could be her last at bat, at least of this ball game. She'd certainly like to extend her senior career. The 0-2 pitch, eyeing on the fist and a little pop-up, and Bemis comes in, gathers it in, turns and looks at Putoff at first base. But, and with an out, we'll turn to Sydney Weldon, sophomore center fielder for the Lady D's. Weldon had the only other hit of the night, a double, before Putoff started this inning with a base knock. Folks bringing the announcer some water, and he appreciates that. Thank you. First pitch to Weldon's high, and she lays off of it. Sid's got plenty of power. She can reach that 180 mark with no problem if she can get something she can turn on. Bemis stays outside for a strike. It's 1-1 count. You talk to Sid. Sid loves that inside pitch that she can turn on. Catcher sets up inside. Weldon turns on it and fouls it straight back. A little hop. She knew she got a pitch to hit there.
Just missed it. Had a great swing at it.
Looking inside, Bemis came inside. She opened up those hips and just got it in on the hands a little bit and fouled it straight back. Going to have to grind it out here. And we go back.
Oh!
Hey, here's something you don't see. I'm going to try to describe it to you on radio, and I have a second. The pitch comes in. It's high. Catcher turns to throw the ball to first base and throws it over the fence in foul territory.
Throws it about 10 rows deep in the stands.
Not even close to the fence. Like an Ephus pitch, yeah. Sails out of play, and Putoff gets second base. I've never seen that in my life.
No.
The ball, maybe a little slick, but slipped out of her hand, and she threw it foul, if you will. Speaking of foul, Weldon takes the pitch foul, hits off the hits off the pole with a light stand in foul territory, and ricochets back onto the field.
Well, the stars may be aligning.
There's
right
some
here.
Some goofy stuff happening here. See if Weldon can take advantage of that miscue by the catcher.
Got to stay up to that high stuff.
Gets the change up, slaps it to left field, shortstop. A nice play to range out in the left field and run that one down. Weldon, a good job of keeping the hands back. Went to left field with it, as you should. Just a little too much air underneath that one. With two outs, runner at second. That tie-in run is at second base. It's up to Kelly Baker. Baker, by average, probably the best hitter in the D's lineup. Got the most power. She gets a pitch she can handle, and she loves that high fastball. She can ride one out of here and give the Lady D's a little momentum. She's looking for it, too, with that fastball. Yep, that fastball stays just a head high. We're going to try to give you a station break here after this next pitch. Zach, if I can ask you to be ready back in the booth. Bake takes a strike inside. I'll give it back to you, Zach, real quick.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Baker with a 1-1 count. Takes a strike on the inside corner. If there's been generous in that strike zone, it's been on that inside corner with Bemis pitching. Bake didn't like that call much at all. She's going to be wound up, and if Bemis goes head high, it's just going to be a matter of whether we can catch up to it. And the answer is no. Fastball right down the middle, and Baker takes it for strike three. D's threaten to get to Bemis. In the sixth, they do not score. It's 1-0 Clark. We're going to head to the last inning right after this.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
And after 34 ball games, the Lady D's find themselves in this situation in regional play, trailing 1-0 with an inning to go. We're going to go through the bottom three orders in the Clark lineup. Start with a pinch hitter, actually, for the catcher, Cassie Spurgeon, is going to be number 00, Sydney Hembry. Lexi Van Polen toeing the rubber. She's pitched a fine game tonight. A little hiccup in the third inning where we gave up three runs. Other than that, it's been nothing out of Lexi tonight.
She's looked outstanding.
Embry takes the first two pitches high. Important that we bear down here. Give yourselves a chance. D's will have the 4-5-6 hitters coming in their half. Van Polen finds the strike zone with that one.
Well, we got a chance here. The girls would like to thank Jim Keller for all his hard work this year, helping the girls in hitting.
And I know you're not going to say it either, buddy, but you were out there an awful lot with them too. And we did hit the ball well this year. It doesn't show it tonight's the ball game against a tough, tough pitcher, but we've made great strides in our hitting this year, so thanks to you as well. Good strides in our pitching as well. Van Polen continues her mastery. Throws the 2-2 changeup to Hembry and strikes her out swinging. And that'll bring number 5, the left fielder, Kenzie Otto, to plate.
Number 25, Kennedy Creeks.
Little left-hander.
That's all right, buddy.
I got holes in my lineup card. I don't know who's up, who's not up. And a little hiccup on the Albia Lady D's defense there. Candy Crease, the batter, laid down a nice little bunt. It stayed fair right up against the third baseline. Catcher Emma Dineen went out, picked it up, didn't have a play at first base, and everybody was rotating, but nobody rotated to second base, and Crease just kept right on running and finds herself at second with an out. As good as our defense has been tonight, Bill, you hope that doesn't come back to bite you.
That was something you don't see. That's just part of their super aggressive base running, too. It's something you just don't see it.
And I think that was largely just the runner. She turned and looked at second. There was nobody there and just took off. And everybody has a place to go on that one. There was somebody that could have been at second, probably a couple of folks, and we just froze a little bit there. 1-1 count to the leadoff hitter, Danielle McIntosh. With an out in the seventh. Van Polen's pitch to the leadoff hitter has been quiet tonight. McIntosh 0-for-3 on the night, and she fouls that pitch back. Been off balance all night.
Lex just got a bear down here. She's been doing it all night.
Sometimes your defense picks you up. Sometimes your defense lets you down. You got to do the same thing for your defense when they have a little struggle. You got to pick them up. 2-2 the count to the leadoff hitter, number 32, the shortstop. Good little ball player, Danielle McIntosh. 2-2 pitch, stays low. Runner dances off second base and returns. Deneen gives her a look. Like to get this batter because you don't want Pate coming up this inning if you can help it. The changeup just stays high, and it's ball four. That pitch didn't miss much. McIntosh actually ducked a little bit underneath that one. And with that, with runners at first and second in and out, number two hitter coming to the plate, Coach Chance calls time. Infield gathers around.
We're going to be talking a little bit about the situation. They did the fake bunt, double steal, too, earlier in the game. We've got to be talking a little bit about that.
It's good insight, Bill. They've got really good speed at second base, and when you've seen it work once, you would like to see it again. And the meeting at the mound breaks up. A couple of little conferences go on with the Clark third base coach and her batter, second baseman Ashley Gibbs. Gibbs has had a walk and a base hit tonight. And a courtesy runner at first base, and we'll be ready to go. Ump makes a couple of changes to his lineup card, sticks it back on the fence behind home plate, and says play ball. With an out, runners at first and second, number two hitter in the order. Swings feebly to fastball, well laid on that one. Lexi ahead in the count. Sarah Pate awaits on deck. A little pop up on the second pitch. Kelly Baker underneath it. She makes the play as the ump yells out infield fly rule. Pate coming up. You got to believe here that if you're going to live by the she's not going to beat me, you don't give her anything to hit here, even though a walk loads the bases, Bill.
Yep. He's got to be thinking, throw it just enough outside. Maybe she'll stumble out there and hit something back to the pitcher. But
she's so strong, though, it doesn't take much to poke it through an infield
exactly.
If she can reach it.
If I'm coach, I'm walking her here.
Yeah, and I think coach is actually asking, do I actually have to pitch to her to walk her?
Right.
I believe he would like to just send her down to first base. The umps get together. The ump from the field knows the rule. Actually talking a little bit about how many conferences do I have before I have to make a change.
Right.
And if I knew the rule, I'd tell the listeners.
Right.
But obviously it's not two in an inning. It's not three in a game.
As soon as we get past that flex player rule, we'll get right to that
there
one.
There you go. Big place in this game. Fourth, we've said it. Maybe the best hitter, number three hitter for the Clark Lady Indians, is going to step in with runners at first and second. The way the Clark pitcher, Libby Bemis, has mowed us down tonight, you simply cannot give up a second run, little less anymore. We'll see what coach has got in mind here. That conference at the mound now breaks up. Home plate ump looks at his lineup card for no apparent reason. Here we go. Let's see what coach has got in mind. I got to believe we're pitching around her. And the first pitch is halfway out in the other batter's box. There's no way for Pate to reach that one. In fact, now Deneen sets up in the other batter's box. If there's something she can reach, it's either going to be because she really, really, really wants to reach it, or it's a mistake. Ball two is in the other batter's box, and Deneen sets up there again. This is the equivalent of the baseball intentional walk right here.
This is the unintentional and intentional walk. Yep.
Steps in with a 3-0 count and ball four. That'll load the bases with the cleanup hitter coming up. You don't do it very often, but that's not your typical number three hitter. So, D's fans, it all rides right here. Two outs in the seventh inning. D's holding a 1-0 deficit. Got to hold him here. Cleanup hitter, Libby Bemis, the pitcher. In tonight, she's got a walk, she's got a base hit. 1-for-2 on the evening, good hitter. First pitch to her is a changeup in the dirt. Deneen does a nice job of smothering it at his plate. Goes without saying, there's nowhere to put her. 1-0 pitch is low as well. Lexi got to throw a strike here, you don't want to go 3-0. Got to believe that Hitter is swinging. That's been the modus operandi for Clark, their aggressive hitting team. And she is hitting. There's a little looper to Riley. She picks it up on a hop and flips to Selby for the out. Really nice play by Riley. See what the Lady D's are made of, folks. We're going to come back at the seventh inning. D's need a run to keep on playing. Right back with you.
Wow.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back with you from Osceola tonight, Bill Casebolt. Zach back in the studio. Sarah the intern. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Regional play. What a pitching performance by Lexi Van Polen tonight. Held the Clark Indians to one run, but the D's have not scored. 1-0 Clark. Van Polen leading it off. She's got a 2-1 count as she steps in. Little line drive to the second baseman. Ranges to her right. Gathers it in. Goes to first. And there's the first out. Bemis has given up just two hits tonight. She's been outstanding as well. And both teams, Bill, have played really nice defense tonight.
Well, this is what you expect out of two great teams here.
If it's to be tonight, it's up to Anna Riley and Alex Casebolt. Riley stepping in, Casebolt on deck.
Anna Riley's definitely due here. I could definitely see her hitting that gap there on right center.
Riley swung a good bat this year. Then she goes towards the second baseman. Little ground ball, fields this one, and goes to first base for the second out. Brings Alex Casebolt to bat. Dad sitting to the right of me was looking at the lineup card, saying, oh, God, my daughter bats third. My response was, you might as well hit one out then, hadn't you? She's got power, tied for the lead in homers on his team. Drops the shoulder and pops it up to the second baseman. She gathers it in, and the Clark Lady Indians are going to move on. Lady D's are going to finish at 18-17. They put up one heck of a fight, folks. Two hits on the night. Bemis just a little bit better than Van Polen. We're going to give you a little station break, and we'll come right back and sum it up for you.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you with no obligation at your home or the funeral home to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Belzer Equipment in Albia invites you to stop by and meet the new Boomer tractors from New Holland. These all-new compact tractors range from 28 to 47 horsepower and offer big 3-point lift capacity so you can use even larger implements. Every model offers deluxe features as standard equipment, including a high-back adjustable seat from New Holland. Meet the new Boomer compact tractors in person at Belzer Equipment in Albia today.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks is having an Empty the Warehouse sale. They're located on Highway 5 North of Unionville, Missouri, and only 7 miles south of the state line. All firecracker bundles are half price. Bottle rockets, $2 per gross. There are over 1,000 items to choose from with quantity discounts of 25 to 50% off given in free fireworks. Bring the family to Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks for their fast, friendly service. Come early and avoid the rush. Open 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. or later through the 4th. Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks, Unionville, Missouri.
With Uncanny Insight, he can match the right insurance to your needs. Package your car, home, and possessions in a single policy, where one deductible covers everything damaged in the same event. Did anyone see an asterisk here? No! With fierce loyalty, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent is there to make insurance simple. Was that a sigh of relief? Of course it was! It can be that easy. Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today!
See local Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia, 932-7873.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We are back with you post-game, live from Osceola. Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern, Zach back in the control room. This is Greg Paris bringing you the unhappy totals. Heck of a ball game as regional play opened tonight. Clark Indians, very, very strong team, South Central Conference champions, but the D's gave them everything they wanted, and then some tonight. Final totals, Clark scored that one run, the only run in the ball game on five hits, had eight runners left on base. Lexi Van Polen, an outstanding job tonight, dancing in and out of trouble, walked around, pitched around a couple of kids, a couple of unintentional, intentional walks, and was always able to work her way out of trouble. But the D's offense just couldn't do anything against Libby Bemis, fine pitcher for the Clark Lady Indians. They had no runs, two hits, three runners left on base. Both pitchers struck out six batters tonight. Pretty even ball game, Bill. Just came up on the short end, buddy.
Yep, everything was going our way. This is what I mean. We would have had to win a close, tight, low-scoring game, and that's the way it was going. We just couldn't get the hits there when we needed them. We left two girls stranded at second base, I think with less than two outs, and just couldn't get them in.
Yep, it's one of those things that sometimes when you play defense, your offense doesn't pick it up for you. Sometimes your offense is there and your defense isn't there. And tonight it was good D, and we always say the Lady D's are going to be okay if they catch the ball, and caught the ball nicely tonight. The defense was solid. We just couldn't move the few runners we got, and we quite frankly just didn't get enough runners off that pitcher.
Yeah, she's definitely a good pitcher. We'd probably like to see her again. We'd learn a little more, but we're going to have to wait till another day to do that.
And there will be another day, folks, as we wrap up a season where the D's end themselves 18-17 on the positive side of .500. The future's certainly bright for the D's. The starting lineup is certainly going to lose some seniors, but there's some quality freshmen coming back to go with a couple of sophomores, and Anna Riley next year is one of the lone seniors, if I'm just doing that from memory, but right. The future certainly bright. A lot of freshmen got a lot of playing time this year, didn't they?
Well, you don't have to look too far. You just look at the pitcher and the catcher here, and that's going to be the heart of your order right there. You got those two kids. You're just going to build around them. Looking at the way Lexi threw the ball tonight, she's going to build on that and just going to get better.
Yeah, should have a lot of confidence coming into next year. And if you listen to Lady D's, I know there's a lot of folks out there that listen. Coach Chance's wife's out there. Shout out to Dee Dee, and the Romancos are listening, and the Canes on their way home from Adventureland. Bet Emily and Jay had a great day there. A lot of good folks listening to us. If you're a Lady D's fan, the future is bright. Get ready, get ready. There's good stuff coming, folks. Unfortunately, the season ends tonight as Coach Chance talks to his seniors, the six seniors out in left field tonight. The D's on the short end of a 1-0 ball game. For Bill Casebolt, Zach in the control room, Sarah the intern, it's been our pleasure. Greg Paris bringing you ball games. Lady D's softball tonight, short into the stick, 1-0 to Clark Lady Indians.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.